On a national signing day. Yes, it is.
I want to sign up for
this. You like that? You like what I did there, Matty T?
That was clever.
Oh, boy. Barrett Baber's going to be mad. I'm changing the words to his tune in every ting.
You're like the Weird Al Yankovic of sports
songs.
Parodies.
Yes. You and I could rewrite this thing in 15 minutes. Who are we kidding? Come on. I do love it the way it is, though. Barrett, you're just perfect as far as I'm concerned. I want to see you in some of Lavender's lingerie. He's going to need an extra husky.
Hey.
He's a full-figured gal, Barrett Baber.
He's a big fella, man. He's a former hooper.
OBU guy.
Miss
She's
OBU.
Back. Yeah, I'm back.
Currently.
Until February 28th, they give
the
up my title.
Where's your tiara?
My crown is in my car, actually.
I would make them rip it from your cold, dead fingers. I wouldn't just give it up like that. I mean, you work so hard for it.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Did you see recently in Brazil, there was a pageant, and the girl who lost was so upset, she went over and she ripped the crown off the winner's head and threw it down and flipped everybody the double bird and said,
like,
take
Miss Congeniality.
Wow. That's one of my favorite movies.
Me too.
Honestly.
My girl.
I'm afraid to say.
You're still heterosexual, correct?
I love Sandy. Benjamin Bratt. What's his name?
Yeah, Benjamin Bratt.
Wow.
Benjamin Bratt.
I love it.
I love his abs. He's a fantastic looking fella. I loved him on
Michael
Caine Law and Order.
Great in that, though. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's great in everything.
Blame it on Rio. How are you?
That's very funny. I hadn't heard that Brazil story, though.
Jennifer Cumming is here, and the woman with two
I'll
first names.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Abby Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Abby Lindsay.
Hello.
I didn't mean you, Jennifer.
I know.
I don't know anybody named Cumming. I mean, I'm sure there's probably someone out there, but I haven't met him. But I do know some Lindsays, and I do know this Abby right here. So there you go.
Yeah. Are those booty shorts?
Yeah, you asked earlier. So here's your
Do you have that booty all the time song? Because I love that one.
Oh, my God.
Like that?
What is the model getting here?
The models will actually be at Lavender tomorrow night.
I'm right here.
They'll be at the party tomorrow night.
Oh, my God, Justin. There's no way. Someone's going to be splitting your raisins in these booty shorts.
The only thing that... These are not for us. These are women's clothes, idiot.
Ooh. It was like a bow tie.
Wrong end.
Can I wear this tonight to the big banquet?
Oh, shit.
Only if we had a camera here right now.
You know,
now.
You could stuff that down in your...
You want trade seats with me?
Bag it. That could be like a pocket square. You could stuff it down like a pocket square.
Oh, how pimp would that be?
And then be like, And then that could be your opening line. You'd be like, are you wearing panties? We'll try these on for size.
Booty shirt,
Papa. Sweet.
I like your headset. Okay.
What color is this?
That's lavender.
That's actually called eggplant.
Can I wear this to UCA next week?
You could.
Tell you something. You put a little Parmesan on that, buddy. You got something there.
I love some UCA.
We do, too.
Hey, I love some OBU. So
fine. Hey,
congrats to all our signees today.
All woo-hoo. Purple all the time, girlfriend.
Can't wait.
So these ladies are with Lavender, of course, out in West Little Rock at Taylor Loop and Highway 10.
Pleasant Ridge.
Are you moved?
Yes.
30-foot deep.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
You know what? I'll be quiet now. That's what you get for assuming things.
Okay, so if you know where Panera Bread is, then we're just about
yes,
five
I speak bread.
Down. Yes. Mm-hmm. 5 doors down from Panera Bread.
When did you move over there?
We have been there for 2 months.
Well, I haven't bought any lingerie recently, so my bad.
Shame on you.
Oh my gosh. No, but I got Mother's Day, birthday, Valentine's Day all within a couple of months. So
okay,
it's all coming
so
up.
So we've got Valentine's taken care
where's
of.
Where's the rest right. of where's the rest of that?
Well, this is the rest of it.
That's
this
it. Is it.
Can I ask you
covered in sequins.
Do men make it far in the lingerie business like Frank Costanza once did?
The man's ear? The bro?
The bro.
That's so funny. I have not had that happen. No. I have not.
Okay. What's the hot color? What's the hot design / look this year? Does lingerie go through cycles like other clothes?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk to me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The boy short.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we call them boy shorts?
Yes.
It's a little strange, but I'll go with it.
The boy short, yes.
I don't know any boys that wear shorts that look like that. And if they did...
Johnny Weir.
You don't want to like the fad where girls wear like boyfriend jeans, you know? Their boyfriend's not wearing them. She's wearing them.
All right, I'll go with it.
They're also called, the boy short or the cheeky cut. Cheeky.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that better,
yeah. I like my woman who's a cheeky, but I don't cheeky like her so much of a boy. It's not my thing so much. But
fair
yeah.
enough.
Okay.
So we actually sell more of these than we do thongs.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. The thong never looked comfortable
to me.
This is
kind of the style now. Cheeky.
Yeah, I don't. I'm against thong flip-flops.
Thong underwear.
Well, for me.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
It's uncomfortable
again,
for
Pat,
me
let's
to
just
wear.
Focus on the... This, none of this is for you. Okay. I mean, it's all for you, but none of this is for you to actually
at
wear.
At the end of the day, it should always be for the guy,
admittedly,
right?
And there are very few gifts you can buy your woman that are actually for you. I mean, I tried to buy my wife a 60-inch big screen one time. She didn't buy it at all.
She didn't.
But if I get her this is absolutely for me, but she thinks it's for her.
There you go.
It is for her.
Both
she wants to look good.
Yes,
yeah, she wants to feel good about herself.
You can maybe buy her a pair of comfy pajamas.
Whoa.
Mother's Day, right there.
And then top it off with
a little lacy panty.
There you go.
I like her head's at.
Okay, so this cut would also be a cheeky. This is a black lace cheeky cut.
Okay.
So very popular. And, of course, red for Valentine's Day. Wally's not saying much.
What are some of the names of the... Like, I see a PJ Salvage.
PJ Salvage is huge.
She's popular.
Are there any celebrity pitchers that are coming out with lines of lingerie?
Did you say pitchers?
They pitch
like it. Cliff Lee? I mean...
No, they pitch this stuff. Like the ShamWow guy, Vince...
Pitch woman. Like a pitch woman. Pitch, like a pitch man. Pitch person.
Right, pitcher.
Gotcha.
Yes, you know, there are always celebrities in Miley Cyrus. There's a...
She's got a lingerie line?
Well, no, but she's in one of the lines that we carry. There's a ad out right now that she's wearing.
Yep.
Naked Princess is a big line that we carry. This is a higher end.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, what?
It is called Naked Princess.
Naked Princess.
Yes.
You can see why.
And look how beautiful it is. This is handsome.
Shouldn't it be scantily clad princess? I mean, actually, that's what we're talking about here.
You can pretty much see through that.
True.
You know what? It is Naked Princess. Thanks, Maddie
T. Yes, there it is.
True. But look.
We used to have a wall here, and he couldn't see anything. It was much less awkward, but now all of a sudden he makes comments because he can see what's going on.
French lace, hand sewn. Very beautiful.
Is that Velcro on the bottom?
Actually, no. That would be a few snaps.
There's only one thing that would make this moment better and more uncomfortable.
Alyssa Milano. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. If only Alyssa Milano could be here with us today, Wally.
Wow.
It would really be entertaining.
Hey, I already needed extra blood pressure medicine.
I love it.
Okay, now here's
Malin. Good call. Malin just texted me about this as I played it. I mean, great minds think alike.
Pat, see if you can undo those buttons with your teeth.
She slips.
Oh, jeez.
It's hard for him to do that. His tongue's all worn out from last night. He was tying cherry stems up.
One hand is all I need. You know that. So she slips this off of her shoulders.
Possibly.
Okay, so what's going on tomorrow night? Let's focus on.
However.
Quit handling the merchandise.
Or I grab my scissors. And
the only thing that makes lingerie fun is if you've had a couple of cocktails, because let's be honest, I'm very uncomfortable around lingerie unless I'm at home with my wife.
Right.
Or I'm just at home with the lingerie. Either way. But otherwise, I'm going to need a soda of some sort or champagne, something bubbly, to make me feel better about it. Talk to me.
Okay, so you need to come see us tomorrow night.
At Pleasant Ridge, mind you.
Pleasant Ridge. From 5 to 8, we will have champagne. Chocolates, models, and us helping you shop. We will gift wrap and
what
help you pick
you
it up.
Now, is this a bring your significant other, or does this come without her?
You can come alone, or you can bring her.
Let's just
or
say
she may come alone and pick out for you.
I don't have a significant other.
Okay. Mm.
Is it inappropriate for me to just come and look at the models in the underwear? I see you working.
Can I just stand in the corner like a creep?
Stayed in the far, far corner.
Will there be security there?
See what you're doing right
is
now?
It's literally what he wants
It'll
to know.
It'll be just like that, except you'll be standing up, yes.
Yes, there may be security, just in case.
Okay.
You never know.
You don't have a Bruce Jenner line yet, right? It's coming out.
Oh, no.
No.
That's still in transition.
What? Come on,
Thank
man.
You
I'm
for
transitioning
that. Thank
into
you.
The new line.
We don't do transitions here.
No.
We segue.
World.
I did have a guy call me over the phone over Christmas break into the store and asked if we sold men's Speedos. And I said, no, I haven't quite gotten there. So
I had to try a different store after that.
I'm cracking up that you asked about the Bruce Jenner line. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He should have his
online.
Haven't
quite transitioned to that yet. Not sure
he is fully transitioned, trust me. Diane Sawyer has got the exclusive, by the way. She scooped NBC.
Yeah, well.
She did.
How are you going to say no to that blue-eyed beauty?
No.
Exactly. I know. They're probably talking about
the pride of Warsaw, Kentucky. You can't say no to her. She's an angel.
I don't think
she's beautiful, Justin.
She is. There's only three people that have the most piercing blue eyes on earth, and she is one of them.
Pat Summitt. It's amazing.
Pat Summitt and Tom Brady. Diane Sawyer. The three
most
beautiful people.
Not a Tom
alive.
Brady fan here.
Whoa!
She's better, y'all. Oh, she opened that can of worms.
Now let's talk here.
She is
You're
not
the
a fan.
Only woman I know who doesn't love Tom Brady.
You think?
Terrific
yes,
Tom.
Really?
Only the greatest model in the history of models is
why I was so sad Sunday night.
Why do you dislike Tom Brady?
I was happy.
I just am not a fan of Tom Brady.
Why?
Well, several reasons.
Okay, I have time. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I feel like everybody thinks he's so beautiful and he's and
by NFL quarterback standards, he's attractive.
I don't think so.
You think he's worse looking than Andrew Luck?
Worse looking?
Yes. Andrew Luck looks like a Cro-Magnon man. Come on.
So who's your best-looking QB, then?
Oh.
Of all time. I'll give you that,
QB
of all time.
Of Talk all basketball. Time. The way to her heart is basketball.
Oh, really? Larry Bird, what a good-looking guy she is.
Joe Namath's a good-looking fella.
I like Broadway Joe.
Who are you going to see in Memphis, Jen?
Are we talking basketball now?
Yeah, basketball.
Well, my boy's actually out now, so.
Who's that?
Kobe.
Kobe's your guy?
Yeah. Got his
you
jersey
like the lazy
and
eyes? That
for years, for years. Like, yeah, but he's.
I used to like Kobe when he was good.
Oh.
What about Michael?
Oh, that was
what
bad.
What about MJ?
Sorry.
Bad. I respect him a lot. MJ, how
but
can you
But he's no
not?
Kobe.
He's no Kobe.
Wow, look at this, huh? Mm-hmm. Vanessa bad. Better watch
huge
out.
Kobe fan. Was going to see him
Vanessa
in
Bryant.
Memphis,
oh, I'm sorry. Kobe's off the market, and Kobe would never.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm impressed. Scandalous. So you like Kobe. So it starts with Kobe.
Okay, so Kobe's career is over. How about somebody who's actually going to play NBA basketball again?
Ooh, I love some Kevin Durant.
You like
love
the
KD.
The Slim
He's
Reaper.
He's sort of a boyish
you know,
face.
Well,
He's actually
I'm not talking looks on Kevin. I love the way he loves his mama.
He loves
so
that mama.
Sweet Mama's to his mom. I mean, he's always hugging her.
Tom Brady loves his mom. He kissed her on the cheek on the sideline
right
after the game.
I just have never been a Tom Brady fan.
Wow.
I was pulling big time for Russell.
I tried to
Russell.
Is there a possibility you're just a contrarian, that you like to just debate things?
There might be people that would argue with that.
I've been accused. Yeah. There might be people.
I tried to swipe her this morning with the whole he gave his truck away to Butler thing. She
what about
impressed.
You, Miss OBU? Who do you find the most attractive?
What sport? Let's start there.
Yeah, start with
football.
Sport.
Football, basketball, sure. Baseball, golf, track and field.
Football, then baseball.
Okay,
a cousin
football.
Of mine plays at Fayetteville, so I'm a big fan to go watch him.
Who plays at Fayetteville?
Tyler Spoon, number 8.
I love the Spoon Man.
Spoon.
That's your boyfriend?
No, that's my cousin.
Oh, your cousin. Okay.
We don't do that down here.
Yeah, no.
Anymore. Although, if you're going to go kissing cousins, you could do worse than Tyler Spoon. So what about football? Who's your guy?
Let's go. Give us top two, at least. Just two. We'll give you three.
Well, she gives me a hard time, but I like Brady. I think
that
he's cutie,
a girl.
So.
You're fired.
I
what
know.
Else?
I was
she
pumped.
Is fired.
I was pumped on
no
Sunday. Her whole house was against me. Even her kids were saying that I was going to lose, and then that last second.
Yeah, the entire house.
I did a little victory lap around the living room.
That's
so
a hard one
pumped.
To swallow. Okay, what about non-Tom Brady? Anybody else? How about
He's
at OBU? You got any OBU guys you like?
Oh, gosh.
She can't.
They're just...
She can't say that she dates my nephew, so she has to be careful.
Who's your nephew? Is he listening?
He's in school.
He's at school. I'm actually a Cougar. He plays for PA. Chase Coody.
Oh boy.
Whoa, the plot
number
thickens.
4. Yeah, so I guess that's my my football boy, PA. So
you are cool. You're only in college. You can't be a
well. He's 3 years
cougar,
younger than me.
So.
3 years.
Jesus. I thought there was like a.
I mean, I know the PA kids are overachievers, but geez.
Boy, they're rich.
And he's dating Miss OBU.
And they get Miss OBUs. My God. Us public school kids, we don't get nothing.
It was all her. I started working for Lavender last summer right after finals, and then the week after that, I met her nephew, and I've been with
magic.
Both of them ever since. So.
What's gonna be? Who's it going to be easier if you have to break up with her or the nephew?
Oh, let's not go there.
What time is the event tomorrow? Let's talk about that.
5 to 8, right?
5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's all inside?
Yes. Because
It's going to be really cold tomorrow.
There's a chance of snow.
Yeah.
Is there
tomorrow?
Because, I mean,
you could have... things happening. You don't need to be outside. It's
all
cold.
The more reason to be indoors with models.
And
that
champagne. And creeps in the corner. Just kidding.
Champagne, chocolate, models,
Five
lavender. What do you mean? What more do you
and
need?
It smells good in there, too. So
I
that's
guarantee
a plus.
You.
All right. We have our own little lavender scent going on.
You know what?
Yeah.
We should have sent them out before signing day. I bet we could have flipped a few commits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
guys
sad about
that,
KJ. KJ Hill.
We're not saying his name
sad,
anymore. You're
sad,
don't,
sad.
Don't, Wally's weeping
crying.
Over there.
Are you a Razorback basketball crying. Fan?
Yes.
So
I watch every game.
So
yes.
You'll be happy. You guys can turn on the radio when I give you my factual statements of how the Razorbacks will be in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, really? I would love to hear this.
Pat's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
almost.
You ever heard of that? It's
almost.
No big deal. Two of them. I mean, no
big deal.
I've heard
something
about that, actually.
Yeah. You're never going to see many boy shorts, I can say that much.
Tell all your OB girls that.
There you
see
go.
See how they respond.
It's 11:42. We got to take a timeout. Lavender, tomorrow, 5 to 8. Be there. Aloha. For those of you who are uncomfortable, look, there's booze. You lighten up and relax
and
over
chocolate.
There. We come on. Yeah. Come on.